Staying on the One.
Yep. Love it.
Again, beauty in the simplicity.
Yeah.
You know, not shredding or anything. Just the feel. You know, I love that.
Yeah. You challenged me yesterday because you were talking about, you know, growing up, we didn't have the internet, so you know, we had to figure out songs so you'd listen to them over and over and over again.
Oh yeah.
So I've been trying to train my ear so when I'm listening to a song to figure out what key it's in before, and trying not to pull up any charts to see if I can hear it and then go, oh, that's in E, or oh, that's in G. And so I did that some this morning, and I got 4 out of the 5 right out of the songs that I had time for. And so the one I missed, I was off by one. I was like, no, why is that not right? So I was like, all right, got a little more training to do.
Yeah, back in the day, the way I used to do that was figure out what the bass note was.
Yeah.
What the first bass note was, and that kind of gave me the sense of maybe what key. I mean, that wasn't all the time true, but, you know, like, for example, if there was like an intro and the bass was playing something, I'd wait till it got to the, you know, the actual like chorus or pre-chorus or verse or whatever it is, or however the song started, and use that note as kind of the foundation note for what key the song was in.
Well, and in cases like this, when you have that 1-4-5, it's on one long enough that you should be able to find, especially that's what I was playing with bass, so you can find it. But that's the beautiful thing is, you know, even if it changes keys, then you just know, it's still the 1-4-5. We're just going up or going down, you know, one progression.
Yeah. And like even now, you know, you hear the soloing basically all over the one.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, and I remember playing jazz in college, it was stressful because the chord changes were coming so fast.
Yep.
And you can get lost really easily on the fretboard, like wait, where's it going now? You know, it's like you know. So I used to just like kind of just like trim it down and just say, okay, you know, I start here and I end here, and try to do something that doesn't sound too bad in the middle.
Wow. Well, I had to laugh today because one of the trending videos was a guitar player. He goes through any movies that have like musical sequences and it's like an actor, you know, performing, or even if it is a musician, but of course you have to work the song or the position of how you hold the instrument or play the instrument to, you know, be more conducive to the camera. Right. Mm. So they took the Johnny B. Goode sequence from Back to the Future and he played what his actual fingers were showing.
Oh, okay.
And it was awful. It's, you know, and again, Michael J. Fox is a guitar player.
Yeah, he can actually play. That's why it surprises me.
Yeah, so he was close, but again, you know, it's like, all right, I mean, how many times did they have to do that scene? And he's just getting as close as he can, and then whatever makes the cut for the movie is whatever was best visually. And so, of course, most people, when you're watching a scene like that, you're not, unless you are a guitar player, you're not looking at the frets to see if he's actually playing or, you know, close to it. But it was just funny to, as many times as I've watched that movie, to hear that scene with just the guitar of someone else actually mimicking what his fingers actually were playing. So it's like, movie magic.
I do that all the time in movies. When there's someone playing, I'm like, are they really playing, or is there, or is this just like an actor or something like that? You know, I always just see to see if they're actually doing it. But although some actors get away with it pretty well, you know, they study enough, not really to learn how to play, but can mimic pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think of Rami Malek doing Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. You know, I was like, okay, because Freddie had a very unorthodox style.
Yeah.
When he played the piano, you know, and so to mimic that, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and our song today is "Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher," originally recorded by Jackie Wilson back in the '60s, and re-recorded by Rita Coolidge, and that's the version that I think most of us are familiar with, and would love to hear from you today. How has God's love lifted you higher, brought you to another place in your faith, to a new place in your faith, your new place in your experience with God's love? 833-288-8840. EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Lots of reasons to celebrate this week. Another EWTN radio partner celebrating another anniversary. It's WCLP FM 98.3 serving in Lake Placid, New York. And of course, for 10 years on the air, now double digits, we want to say a big shout out to Deacon John and his team at Light of Truth Ministries from all of us at EWTN Radio.
All right, my friends, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher by Rita Coolidge. And we want to talk today about how God's love has lifted you higher. Maybe you were in a dark place in your life. Maybe you were in the throes of depression. Maybe there was a loss in your life, maybe of a person you love, or maybe you lost a job, or just maybe you were addicted. There was something going on in your life, and God's love and the openness of your heart to receiving God's love in your life took your love and your faith to a whole nother level. How has God's love lifted you higher? That's what we're talking about today on the Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So your love keeps lifting me higher and higher was the original title for the song, written by, was it three guys, Gary Jackson, Raynard Miner, and Carl Smith. And it was recorded, sung by Jackie Wilson for his album Higher and Higher, which came out back in 1967. And it became a top 10 pop and number one R&B hit on the charts back in 1967. So very popular song back in the day.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, too, in the 60s and 70s, higher typically meant something drug-oriented. So the play on words for the writer, you know, I mean, we're not speaking for the writer or trying to super serve where their spiritual life is. But again, typically when you heard songs like that on the radio, that's was the intent. So I love this from that perspective, because when you think about what God's love is supposed to do, is it's supposed to lift us higher, not only out of whatever we're going through, but then ultimately to heaven.
Yeah, exactly. And if we dive into the lyrics, says, your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So just right there in the beginning, some themes come out. First of all, your love, God's love. One of the most, I think the simplest expression of who God is in the scripture is in the New Testament, 1 John 4:16. God is love. Mm-hmm. So love is God's very essence, being, nature, existence is love itself.
Yeah.
You know, a love, not the groovy kind of love that Phil Collins sung about, but a love that's a gift, right? A love that always seeks what's best for the other. Mm-hmm. A love that gives itself away. You know, that's the kind of love, this kenosis, this self-gift. This is the kind of love that God wants to share with each and every one of us. And in sharing that love with us, we are lifted higher. So who is it that said God became man so that man can become God? I mean, small g, God, right? Not actual God, but the fact that God himself took on a human nature says something about the specialness of human nature, that God would take on that nature and in doing so elevates our human nature closer to himself. You know, so that's kind of first thing that comes to my mind when I hear that verse.
Well, and that's why I love when we get a chance to break down the different technical definitions of love, right? Because when we've talked about it, whether it be from the Greek, Hebrew, however you want to break it down, is not every song or every reference of love has to necessarily be romantic.
Yes.
You know, and so for us, well, I can't love my neighbor. No. There's a way. This is, you know, and grace, mercy, reliance upon the community around you. I mean, there's ways, empathy. There's all kinds of different levels within that. And so I love if you look at it from that, even though this may have even been written from a romantic standpoint, anytime we can take a song that we hear on a regular basis and apply it through a filter of where we are with God, we see it differently.
Yeah, and the love, the earthly love, is directing and pointing us toward heaven. Mm-hmm. Because in heaven, there will be no romantic love. Right. I mean, love is going to exist in heaven, but not the some of the types of love that we experience here on earth, because the love will be face to face with God, and then we'll be just witnessing and sharing and looking upon God, you know, and sharing in His love for all eternity. You know, so the kinds of love that we experience in this life point us toward our ultimate purpose, meaning, and end, which is a deep, intimate, personal, loving relationship with the living God. And that's what God is trying to do in His Son, Jesus Christ, through the sacraments, to lift us up higher. So here's an interesting thing. So sometimes we think when we're down, we do drugs or alcohol or porn or something like that we think that's going to lift us up. Actually, it drags us down even further.
Yep.
It drags it. See, because it's not about the feeling. Mm-hmm. It's not about the adrenaline rush. It's not about that. It's about there's something much deeper. We got to go beneath the surface and really get to that part in our hearts and in our souls where God touches us. You know, where God speaks to us. That's where we got to get in touch with in order for God's love to lift us higher.
Yeah, because being comfortable in our own skin with God being our true identity, then we understand who we are on a daily basis, so that when we go through things, how does God want me to approach this? How does God want me to help this person that has a need? And making ourselves aware of that based on when we needed people to recognize when we were hurting. You know, you talk about your wife, you know, taking care of you today and so forth. Those are those things, Lord, make us with a filter so that we see other people's needs before our own, because oftentimes it helps us get to a place of healing and a higher place by realizing helping others is really what it is all about.
Yeah. And I've said this all the time, is when you give yourself away in love is when you truly find yourself in God. Mm. Right. So I remember coming up with that in adoration one day. You know, but that's really a summary of everything that we're talking about today. Love that. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're talking about the song "Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher," originally recorded in 1967 by Jackie Wilson and re-recorded by Rita Coolidge. And we're talking about how God's love has lifted you higher. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288. EWTN, that's 833-288-3986. Before the break here, we're getting ready to go there now. So Liz from Cleveland, I see you there. So we will get to you, Liz, first thing after the break. And we'd love to hear from you today. How has God's love lifted you higher in your life? 833-288-EWTN, that's 833-288-3986.
Out on the dance floor.
I love that transition. It sounds like very Steve Ray Vaughan-ish kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That groove and bass line in there.
Oh, yeah. Hold it down. Yeah. Love the drums there, too, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a happening song, man.
Can do it. Cool. I don't know if you know this about me. I think I've shared this with you. My wife and I can swing dance, so a lot of times when stuff like this will be playing, the band's playing, whatever, and it's usually like a quick little Lindy hop or something easy to do to a song like this. But we get, we are exhausted. Like, you sit down after 3 minutes, you're like, man, that tempo is a little faster than expected. But I love it.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes you feel good, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what I love. Just it gives you that certain feeling, you know?
Also, when I hear riffs like this, I just want to go home and play.
Yes, yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
what was that?
Exactly.
What was he playing? What was that run? Or the walk, that those half steps from my face.
Yep. Oh, very cool. I'm Deacon Hal Burke, series listening to Beacon of Truth. And today, a Beacon of Truth playlist episode, Your Love has Lifted Me Higher, popularized by Rita Coolidge, and would love to hear from you today. How has God's love lifted you higher? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Of course, as you shop online, EWTN Religious Catalog, easy to find all the things that you need in the midst of decorating your home, decorating your garden, your yard, anything you want to do. But right now, we are spotlighting Our Lady of Mount Carmel statue, 25 inches high, and it's Our Lady basically holding baby Jesus. And in that, you can display that anytime, anywhere, and find it easily in the Religious Catalog. Just shop Catholic when you go to EWTNRC.com.
That's right. Today is the memorial for Our Lady of Mount Carmel today. And so I want to say a shout out to all the Carmelites out there. This is their feast day today. So God bless all the Carmelites who, again, spend much of their time cloistered, you know, unseen by the world, but heard by God and praying for each and every one of us. So Carmelites, very, very beautiful. Powerful religious order. So we're grateful to God for the Carmelites. I'm Deacon Hal Burke, Sirius Beacon of Truth, playlist episode today. Your love has lifted me higher. How has God's love taken you to a whole new level of love and intimacy in your life? Has deepened your relationship with the Lord? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Liz is calling from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Liz, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Thank you. So I just wanted to say, in regards to how God's love has lifted me higher, my husband passed away in 2002 with sudden. It was a heart attack. But since that time, and I prayed consistently, I'm a cradle Catholic. At this point in my life, I'm a Eucharistic minister at our church. I take communion to a number of homebound parishioners after Mass on Sunday. I'm going to start participating with another Catholic parish to pray for children and family members to return back to our Catholic faith. They grew up in the Catholic faith or went to school, but as many have, some of them have left the Catholic faith or do not participate. So that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm able to also have Holy Hour every month, every week at our chapel here at our church at St. Charles Borromeo.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. First of all, I wanted to say we're sorry for the loss of your husband. Pray for the repose of his soul and how God has blessed you to use your gifts and talents. Now, your husband is no longer with us, but the love that God has planted into your heart has helped to lift others higher by all the wonderful ministries that you're participating in the life of your church and in your parish. Because God is using you, Liz, as a vehicle to bring his love and his mercy to others. You, Liz, are a living witness to the power of God's love. And sometimes I don't think we appreciate that. I'm helping out at the church, or I'm doing this ministry, or I'm participating in this group, or I'm leading this, you know, Bible study, whatever it may be. But you just never know. God can use even the simplest things to show forth the power of his love if we're open to him using us in that way. So so grateful to you, Liz, and please continue to share your gifts with the church. You know, we need more parishioners like you. And again, we'll continue to pray for the repose of soul of your husband as well. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful call. Your love has lifted me higher. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. A song released in 1967, recorded originally by Jackie Wilson, re-released. And the version I'm more familiar with is by Rita Coolidge. I love that guitar. Chink, chink. Chink. Whenever I hear that song, the first thing my mind goes to is that guitar, just like zoom, chink, doom, chink. It's just very simple.
Yeah.
But and then the harmonies in the background, I just love that. Again, beauty and simplicity of this song.
Yeah, I mean, it's the bass line that do do do.
Yeah.
Doo, 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 doo. I mean, that's just it's and it's so thick, like you just feel it.
Yeah.
And again, that's the thing that I love when we talk about like hooks of songs. It doesn't always have to be the chorus. It can be the riff. It can be the intro, because it's, you know, we've talked about like with musicians or artists that have a signature style, and there's a certain lick that they have to play it like that every time. There are some of those that are that way, like this riff. but then you hear it and you immediately know the song as soon as you hear it.
Yep, exactly. And what happens at the end of that song? Key change. That was something that happened to so many of those songs back at that time. And talking about when Rita Coolidge recorded this song. So many songs that the last verse had the key change. Barry Manilow songs, like almost every song has that key change at the end.
Yep.
And so many songs, especially ballads from that era, had that key. And so it lifts you, you know. And probably now I don't listen to much contemporary music, but you know, I do listen to what my kids listen to. And I'm not a massive Beyonce fan, but she has a song called Love on Top. And at the end of that song, the last minute and 50 seconds or so, like every 8 bars is a key change.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, whoa, that, I mean, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, it takes you to a different place every 8 bars at the end of the song. I'm like, yes. You know, again, God's love lifting us higher. So maybe, I'd love to hear from you. How did God maybe change the key of your life?
Mm.
Maybe you were vamping on the one for so long in your life.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you know, God came in and took you to another key change, took you to another level. How has God's love lifted you higher in your life? Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Remember, you can also text us at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986.
I love the first line here, just because, again, as a songwriter, just to play on words. But I once was downhearted. Disappointment was my closest friend. But you came and soon departed, and he's never shown his face again. When you think about it from the image of God coming into our lives and all the things that we separately could put disappointment, we could group that with a person, a situation, a job, a failed something, you know, a bad money situation, whatever, drugs, addictions, all the things. Disappointment comes sometimes at our hand or sometimes just at the world. And knowing that we don't know any better then, like how do you break free of that? Well, if we were capable of breaking out of those disappointments on our own, we'd find the solutions, right? It's not as easy as just listening or writing a song and, oh, all my troubles go away. It's a part of the healer, but ultimately God is the one that helps us, whether we recognize that or not, that brings us the circle of friends, the moments with him, you know, all the things that put us into a routine of then when disappointment tries to, you know, knock on the door again, you've got barriers in place and you know how to break those cycles so that it doesn't overwhelm you and become your closest friend again.
You know, and this part of the of the song it reminds me of the Psalms, you know, where you just, you know, disappointment was my closest friend. It reminds me of the end of Psalm 89, where it says, Psalm 88, friend and neighbor you have taken away. My one companion is darkness, you know, which is traditionally thought to be the psalm that Jesus prayed when he was in the cistern under the house of Caiaphas on Holy Thursday night. You know, when I was listening to this song again and hearing this part, to me, it sounds like very psalmic.
Yeah.
You know, disappointment was my closest friend, but you came and here's the resolution, right? But you came and he soon departed. Who? Depression, sadness, disappointment, the demons, those things in our lives that try to take us away, that try to crush God's love, to try to separate us from God's love, that departed and he never showed his face again. Why? Because now we're living in the love of God,
Amen.
Right? We're living in the love of God.
Yeah. Well, and I think I always say this because it was from my own, you know, walk with God, is that being free indeed, what does it mean to truly indeed be free from depression, from addictions, from codependency, whatever it is. And, you know, my involvement over the years being in worship teams, I've gotten the honor to play for some recovery programs that just would have like events on a weekly basis. And then you would, you know, have somebody give their testimony or give some kind of, you know, 3 points of how God had helped them, you know, how they were lifted higher. And you hear the stories and then you tie it into the music or however you might do it. It gives you a place to realize that in our recovery is where we are together, and that we don't,
yes.
we don't have to only be on the mountaintops together. We can be in the trenches and go, yeah, I had my favorite phrase is, yeah, so-and-so was walking with me through that. So it's your spouse, your friends, you know, people from your community, whatever it might be, because God gives us that circle, because the only way to lift out is to know that we don't have to carry all of it on our own. And with his help, he gives us a way to feel lighter. So that free indeed moment is going, okay, I'm not carrying those burdens anymore. I can't change them, but I am definitely not going to doom myself to repeat them.
Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. You're listening to Beacon of Truth, and our song today is Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher, popularized by Rita Coolidge, and would love to hear from you today. How has God's love lifted you higher? Maybe you were in the throes of depression or sadness or the loss of someone or the loss of a job, whatever it may be, and God's love came into your life and lifted you up to another place and brought you out of darkness into his beautiful light. How has God's love lifted you higher? Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now, the point that you were just making, Ace, I think gets to this next verse, that we don't have to do it alone, that God's love helps and supports us. He says, I'm so glad I finally found you. You are my one in a million man. Of course, we're talking about, you know, faith, Jesus, right?
Right.
When you wrap your loving arms around me, I can stand up and face the world again. Right. So you're down and this person comes in, wraps his arms around you and lifts you up. Mm. You know, so again, my mind goes to Jesus and his sacrifice being lifted up on the cross. Remember the analogy that Jesus makes himself. He said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole in the desert, so the Son of Man will be lifted up. And it's through that lifting up of Jesus that that sacrifice on the cross lifts all of us up. Mm-hmm. And he draws us to himself. He draws us into the heart of the Father's healing and mercy. And that's what lifts us up. And now we can face the world again because we realize we are not alone. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it feels like we're alone, especially if you're depressed, right? It feels like no one knows or is experiencing what you're experiencing. But it's God's love that lifts you up and brings you out of that. If again, not saying that you don't have to see a therapist or something like that if you're experiencing clinical depression or have to take medication. But remember, there's also a spirit. We're body and soul composites, right? So there's a bodily side and there's a spiritual side. And we're talking about the healing that Christ wants to give. It's both body and soul.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, I oftentimes when I think about the things that God's brought me out of, and then the benefits that I could not have done on my own or I thought I had let go and it wasn't, is oftentimes you can set the boundaries of cutting the people or the situations or the habit out, but are the words still lingering in your head? Like, are you still listening to someone who may have been verbally abusive to you or something that a parent may have said to you and it just weighs, you know, you've been hearing it in your head since you were 8 and you can't shake that. Letting yourself, like letting God's words be louder than those whispers, or letting his whispers be louder than those screams. I like to almost vision it that way, because when he's whispering, then we're closest to him. Like, we have to be right there, you know, in order to be able to hear, what does he say about me? What has he always thought my potential would be? It's not in the words of the negative people or situations. It's in who he has made you to be for the goodness of your life, for those that you will also influence as you share your story of how you got higher.
Yeah, and in that we have to recognize that God can do that in whatever place and situation we find ourselves in.
Yep.
Right? So it doesn't matter. Like, for example, if you're suffering from addiction or things like that, you know, that may be a cross you have to bear your whole life. You know, but that doesn't mean that God's not going to be there to live. He may not necessarily lift you out of it, but he'll help you to deal with the struggle, mm-hmm. you know, because that's how much he loves us, you know, and he's there and he understands. Like, for example, in the verse, it says, so keep it up, quench my desire, you know, because it looks like this person was trying to find the answer to their desires and the things of the world and things around them. And they weren't getting answers because the culture cannot give you the answers to the deepest questions of your life, the things that your heart yearns for, because the heart is yearning for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And only the Lord can satisfy truly the deepest longing and desires of our hearts. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, my friends. We're talking about the song Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher, popularized by Rita Coolidge. Would love to hear from you. How has God lifted you higher? How has God's love brought you to another place in your relationship with Him, maybe out of the darkness into the light? You're struggling with loss or depression, whatever it may be, and God's love has brought you to a new place in your life. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Andy is calling from South Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Andy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, I just turned on the radio and I heard you say something about if somebody's got clinical depression, you might need to reach out and get some help. I'm there with you 100%. I am 58 years old, and in 2014 till 2021, I came down with bad depression, repetitive thoughts, suicidal thoughts, and whatever. And eventually, I did find a doctor that put me on a pill. And it's kind of off and on, but it never gets to that point.
Yeah, well, pray.
You had a strong point that people cannot do it by themselves. They need the Lord's help and maybe a prescription.
Yes, thank you so much. And well, first of all, Andy, thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that. Because, calls like yours, Andy, may help someone. Someone's listening right now who's struggling. And they don't know what to do. But when they hear you, Andy, and you say, you know, you can't do this by yourself, right? Because even Jesus needed help carrying his cross. You know, go get the help that you need. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing weak within yourself for going to get help from others. In fact, what does St. Paul say in 2 Corinthians? He says, God says to him, my power is made perfect in weakness. It's when I'm weak, it's then that I'm strong. Because St. Paul realizes that it's God's strength that helps his weakness. Not anything that he does. It's God's strength that comes in. And so, Andy, yeah. So, again, body and soul. You get the medication. You get the help that you need, seeing a therapist. But there's also that spiritual side as well, allowing God into your life, using the grace of the sacraments, along with therapy and medication to help bring you out of that place of darkness and into his wonderful light. So, Andy, thank you so much for the beautiful call. And please know, Andy, we are praying for you. That as you continue to struggle, so many people do, struggle with depression, that God will continue to bathe you with the light of his love, and the Blessed Mother continue to wrap you with the mantle, with her mantle of her love as well. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And so as the song continues, it kind of repeats it over and over again, which I think is good. Why? Because sometimes we need to be reminded. Yeah. You know, sometimes we forget. It's just like the people of Israel. God comes and helps them. Yay, God. Then, oh, yeah, God. Yeah, forget this other thing. Look at this shiny object over here. Yeah. And then they go off for a while. Then they reap the rewards of their poor actions and decisions. Then they ask God, come back. Wait, we miss you. Then they come back and then God helps them. And then, oh yeah, look at this over here. And it's back and forth, back and forth. So I think the repetitiveness is driving home the point that reinforcing the point that we got to remember that this is a process. It's not just a one-time thing, that God comes into our lives and we have to constantly work to continue to be in that relationship of love and intimacy with him.
Well, and I love the use of the word quench here, because there are things, we've talked about the God-shaped hole in all of us, right? There are things that only God can quench. Mm-hmm. And we oftentimes try to fit other things. It's like, you remember that thing you used to play with as a kid where you had to put like shapes inside and then you could pull it apart and they'd all fall out? And if you try, I mean, we all know you can't put the wrong shapes. They're just not going to go in no matter how hard you push. And it's the same thing with our lives. We keep pushing these things to, you know, mask over things that really would easily be quenched when we ask for God to fill us in those ways. And then the great thing is we stop leaning into people and situations for joy and happiness that's never going to fulfill those areas of our life because it was predestined in all of us to be only met by God.
Yeah, so we come to the realization that God filled space in our hearts that only He can fill.
Yeah.
And that's why I think ultimately atheism fails. It can never answer the questions in life that we all ask mm-hmm. because there's no scientific explanation for that part of our hearts that can only be touched by God.
Amen.
That comes from faith.
Yep.
Right? And so that's a very important point. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher by Rita Coolidge. Would love to hear how God's love has lifted you higher in your life. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jim is calling from Arizona, listening on Alexa. Jim, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello, Deacon.
Hi, great to talk to you.
Thank you very much. There's a lot of depth to what you say. And also, Ace, I have to tell you, sometimes I'm just moved by what both of you say. Hmm. But I have you asked about how God has lifted me higher. Reading and praying has caused me to start writing about experiences. And that I've found is just a different way of reflecting on God's word and God's prayers and the prayers of the saints. And I just think it's been very, very helpful for me. So I just wanted to let you know.
That's beautiful, Jim. What kinds of things you're reading?
Well, I read. I read. There's a little thing by a priest that he's now dead. His name was Father Dolindo Rotulo. I go.
Oh yes.
Prayer.
Oh yes. Awesome. Awesome priest. Yes.
Psalms. I just do search different places. I also use a number of apps to search for information. I'm constantly researching things, and so that's it.
Excellent.
One thing I would like to say, though, Deacon and Ace, sometimes you get I'm not musically inclined. I sang in choir, but I was never taught how to read a note.
Wow.
And I have no, when you start talking, you guys get kind of technical at times, and that you lose me at that point. The rest of the show is fantastic.
It's an interesting thing, Jim. I can't read either. I mean, I'm a self-taught musician.
Wonderful.
I had to teach myself how to read, like chords and things like that. And I can't read, like piano music, I can't read that at all. The best I can read is guitar tab. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll keep that in mind, Jim. Thank you very much. You know, love the call and keep reading, you know, because, faith it comes to us by hearing. That's one of the ways that we receive God into our lives and into our hearts. So any final thoughts, Ace?
No, I think the next time you hear this song or any song, anytime it's through our filter, it just allows us to see God clearer.
All right, beautiful. All right, tomorrow, God's Blueprint for a Happy Life, our continuing series of reflections on the Ten Commandments. Tomorrow, commandment number 6, adultery. Ooh. Remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio or by downloading the EWTN app. And until we're together again, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.